I mean, actually, you was in good position. You just did a snatch, a bull and snatch. That's all. You all right, man. You all right. Just you settle down and just use your feet. You good, man.
Bobby Williams coaching up Ja Reed, a guy that he's fighting with playing time for. But Coach Camp Cameron, you try to get across the essence of the men that you get to coach. Maybe that's something that's really on display.
Well, I think that clip, that says it all. I mean, it tells you the kind of guy that Bobby is. And you add this to it, Larry. He didn't know till really 2 hours before the game that he wasn't going to be active. It was a decision we made. And it was a good decision on our part to have three tight ends up in the game. We just, game plan wise, we wanted to have Billy up. And then sure enough, then, you know, Dennis gets hurt the third play of the game. So a lot of things in play there, but we really have an unselfish group, and guys that are doing, will do anything they can to help each other.
A lot of people didn't even have their seats settled warm before Dennis goes down. He gets the hit kind of on that little 5-yard play. How much drops off your play chart? Where do you go?
Well, I think anytime you lose any good player, you know, it affects you. It probably didn't affect us as much in this game, considering we had three tight ends active. Had we not had three tight ends active, it would have been significant, because it takes you out of two or three packages. But just anytime you lose a player like that, and he's always played well, you know, against Pittsburgh, he's a little bit of a matchup problem for their outside linebackers in the passing game. So it affected us. I thought we adjusted. We adjusted pretty quickly, but we need to get Dennis back.
Week ago, you hang 50 with the special team scores or whatever, and then you're in a very, very different kind of a football game. Ravens, fewest negative plays on offense, fewest fumbles by our offensive group, second in terms of interceptions thrown. Winning that field position mistake-free football game and winning the 50-point games, you've talked about having a full-service offense, Coach, never more on display.
Well, you got to be able to win, you know, games different ways in this league. Especially in this division, and you got to be able to win games this time of year, different types of weather, all those things factor in. But there's a little bit of an art to it. I think when you look at Pittsburgh specifically, Larry, no negative plays like you're talking about. You know, we had two things, a holding call and a false start. We didn't overcome either one of those. So if we know against Pittsburgh, you can't turn it over. You got to keep the chains and everybody moving forward. You give yourself a chance to win, because most of these games, as we all know, are close games.
Their front seven is just magnificent to get to watch them at field level. I can't imagine what you're even trying to call. You get six block, the seven's going to make the play. But you take your shots. You got to take your shots against them. Torrey might have had one if it was led him more to the boundary side or whatever. The philosophy with them, you got to make sure you take your shots, because it hopefully keep them honest.
Yeah, well, one, you have to be aggressive with it. You can't be stupid aggressive. But you've got to be aggressive, because the bottom line is, you know, you've got to try to create some big plays. We had a couple opportunities, and we you know, you're going back to last year, we took advantage of those opportunities. Probably didn't execute at the level that we would like to. Obviously, we've got to get that fixed going into this game against San Diego. But we want to always be aggressive, and I thought we did a good job of keeping them off balance. I thought Joe did a good job of disguising his intentions in the game, and did an outstanding job.
Your biggest moments, of course, come 4-13 left, 13-yard line going out. At the very least, you want to flip the field position. You don't want to get off the field if you can. The mindset at that 4-minute mark, where are you?
Well, we had learned a lot in the previous three quarters, you know, things that we didn't want to do. And we were able to formation the running game and get a first down, got us moving. Obviously, we had a penalty there, the tripping call against them, which was a good call, which helped. And then, you know, then you got a chance on third and two, it's a long third and two, but they're out of timeouts. The one thing we knew we had to do was keep the clock running. So a lot of things were factoring in right there.
Talk to me about that, because the faith in your quarterback, obviously you could lose the ball game. You can throw a pick six. Palomalu could come off the bench and make a play or something. But you got to let Joe be Joe, and a sack is a good play at that point. It's better than a lot of other choices.
Well, I'm not a real negative thinker, number one. We had really protected extremely well at that point. Yeah, there are definitely two schools of thought. You can run the ball there, and we had a run that we liked. All right. At the same time, the great thing about the pass that we called, that can also be a run. And Joe knew, basically, this ball needs to be a completion. All right. Incompletion was no part of the equation. All right. No turnover was not a part of the equation. So it was going to be complete. He was either going to run for the first down or take the sack. And the bottom line is, then you still get the 40 seconds to come off the clock. You still give yourself an opportunity to punt. And our defense was playing lights out. Our coverage teams were lights out. You know, in a perfect world, we'd like to have converted and then gotten on a knee. But I got so much confidence in Joe in critical situations, and that's not going to change.
And it's amazing, fans. There's no difference in the Ravens locker room after 55 points on the board or after a special team score. You ride all the way to victory. Talk to me about this hybrid 3-4 you're going to see in San Diego. You've seen them a couple of times. It's going to be a hug fest with Jared Johnson and Chris Carr and Antoine Barnes. Sure. What do they look like?
Well, number one, John Pagano is the defensive coordinator. He was there last year when they gave us a ton of problems. He hadn't changed the defense a lot. Obviously, he's got some inside information on us, not only from his brother, but from some of our former players. The bottom line is for us, we got to go in, we got to play the kind of football we want to play that we've seen. You know, when we block well, and I really like where we're headed. Obviously, didn't show up in the running game against Pittsburgh, but I really like we got Ja in there. We have some continuity. It looks like we can have some continuity if we can stay healthy here down the stretch. I think that's going to play a big part in this game. Our protection is getting better. It's improving. A lot of fundamental things that we can see that are getting better. So we got to do a great job protecting Joe. We gave up 7 sacks out there last year, 5 in the second half. Did not run the ball well. You know, once the game got out of hand, we kind of abandoned the run. Let's go out there, be committed to the run, get Joe protected. Let's have great balance and deception in what we're doing, and then just play as well as we can play.
Cam Cameron, head on the pillow, 4 o'clock Monday morning, butt in the plane seat, 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Short week applies. It's good you've seen these guys before.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we do. I mean, we know how we started this season with X amount of games in, 16, 17 days. You adjust, we in this business say you adapt or die. And the bottom line is we're alive, and our guys will be ready to play.
All right, we'll come back with Eric DaCosta and Scouts Otter coming up next.